Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 9, Ethnic Movements with special reference to tribals. Let us have introduction about the unit. Even before India could assume its present shape, a sovereign, democratic and secular republic, following the attainment of independence from the British rule, different ethnic groups have been clamoring for their recognition in the society in terms of cultural, economy, and politics. Such claims became more strident after the country became independent. As the time passes, more and more claims are made by several groups, many of whom were not visible on the political scene earlier. Many scholars categorize such movements as ethnic movements. This unit attempts to discuss ethnic movements in India with special reference to the tribals. Now let us understand what are ethnic movements. For a proper understanding of ethnic movements, it is necessary to understand what we mean by ethnicity as such. Movements are associated with it. Ethnicity is denoted towards identification of a group of people on the basis of certain criteria or markers which they are supposed to share with each other. These markers include culture, race, language, religion, customs, history, economic experiences, etc. For a group of people to share such attributes, another requirement is that they get mobilized into some collective action for attainment of certain demands. The number of markers or attributes which form the basis of an ethnic group depends on the choice of these factors by the ethnic group or its leadership. But these are differences among the scholars regarding the number of attributes which constitute an ethnic group. Scholars in India generally consider that mobilization as ethnic, which is based on the multiple attributes, language, religion, culture, history, economic, etc. For example, the language-based mobilization is considered as linguistic mobilization, and the groups as such is considered as a linguistic group. Similarly, caste-based mobilization is considered as Dalit, backward, or any other caste mobilization. In India, the religion-based mobilization is called communal mobilization. But the scholars who follow American and European traditions categorize even the mobilization based on the single attribute, language, religion, caste, etc., as ethnic mobilization. They also do not distinguish between the communal and ethnic mobilization. For example, Paul R. Brass uses ethnic and communal mobilization interchangeably. On the other hand, Deepankar Gupta, in his book, The Context of Ethnicity, the Sikh identity in a comparative perspective, differentiates between communalism and ethnicity. He argues that the ethnic mobilization is related to the nation state, the territory, and the sovereignty. And the communal mobilization does not involve the nation state. It is confined to the government and two or more communities in the conflict, one of which alleges that the government discriminates against it in preference to the others. The point in dispute could be job, specific rights of the communities, etc. According to him, in the ethnic mobilization, the loyalty of one ethnic group to the referent of nation state is questioned. It is not so in the case of communal mobilization. Also, the group identities are not permanent. In the changing context of time and space, an ethnic identity can become communal and vice versa. However, the general tendency among the scholars is to consider the multi-attributes mobilization of the communities as ethnic. Ethnicity is also a relative term. An ethnic group differentiates itself from another group, which also shares certain attributes which are different from it. It feels that it has to preserve its identity and interest from the perceived or real threats of other ethnic groups and institutions and processes associated with them. Ethnic movements are concerned with the preservation and protection of the cultural identities of the ethnic groups and their interests. Another concept which is related to the ethnicity is nationality or nation. While some scholars differentiate between ethnicity, nationalities, or even nations, they are used interchangeably. If one section of scholars considers a multiple marker-based mobilization as ethnic, there are others which call these as the mobilization of the nations or the nationalities. Therefore, in the light of the literature available, the terms ethnicity and nationalities or nations are used interchangeably in this unit. Now we move to the topic approaches to study ethnic movement. We have already know in Unit 2 about the approaches to study social movements, which include ethnic movements also. There are, however, some approaches which are used specifically to study the ethnic movements. The common used approaches to study the ethnic movements are the primordial, the instrumentalist, and the approach, which combines the feature of primordial and instrumental approaches. The primordial approach holds that the basic of the formation of the ethnic groups are given. There are traits of an ethnic group which are inherited by them, that is culture, language, customs, religions, etc. Similarly, other ethnic groups also has certain inherited characteristics since the differences in the marker of various ethnic groups vary from each other. They involve in the ethnic movements because of these given traits. There are bound to be conflict between different ethnic groups. The advocates of the instrumentalist approach, on the other hand, believe that ethnic groups are creation of the leadership or the elites belonging to these groups. The differences in the language, culture, customs, economic conditions of the people, or the social cleavages are manipulated by the elites of the ethnic groups to generate ethnic consciousness and start ethnic movements. They are both real and imagined reasons for the formation of ethnic movements and generation of the ethnic movements. The ethnic community, when created on the basis of imagined attributes, are thus imagined or constructed communities. The advocates of the third approach believe that both of these approaches are marked into bipolarity. The basic of the ethnicity is either given or imagined or constructed. But there are problems with both of these approaches. While the primordial approach does not explain why and how an ethnic group gets mobilized into the collective action, the instrumentalist approach does not explain as to why an ethnic group responds to the call of the elite leaders or politicians. They advocate a combination of both the primordial and instrumentalist approaches instead of bipolar approach. Now we want to wind up this lecture, and thank you so much for your attention.